Well, hi, welcome to Bob the Plumber. It's Marian Barrientos, all the way from Mexico. Bob is on a vacation right now and he doesn't have good signal, so he's not going to be with us today. But I want to let you know that yesterday was Andreas Kalker's birthday. We had a great meeting with all the doctors from CommuSAB, hundreds of people sending him his congratulations messages. And so we wanted to present to you again the show, that the last show that Andreas Kalker was with us last 17th, February the 17th. He was here with us. He was telling us amazing information. CDS is thriving throughout the world. And so I hope you enjoy this show and make sure you send him his your congratulations.
Welcome back. Okay, Bob the Plumber here. Very exciting day for us here in CommuSAB and the CLO2.tv show, because we have two very special guests. I think we'll go to Tanya first, and we'll let Tanya introduce the leading scientist in the world that knows all about everything there is to know about chlorine dioxide. So it's going to be a very special day. You want to watch all this. Tanya, welcome to the show. Would you please tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce our special guest?
Hello, Bob. Well, thank you very much for inviting me today to your very famous show, CLO2 TV, is still on. And well, from Los Angeles, I'm based in Los Angeles, and I say a little hello to your audience, which are very, very special for me because they follow the world of chlorine dioxide. And of course, who would be the best person to tell us what chlorine dioxide does? And what chlorine dioxide is so important for so many physicians, for so many patients. People are actually healing themselves by using their readily responsible in appropriate use of chlorine dioxide. And I would like to actually take advantage and invite everyone to buy this book. This book is called Bye Bye COVID. My copy is in Spanish at the moment, but we have it in English, and Andreas can tell us if there's going to be more languages. Actually, this book is not just about chlorine dioxide, how CommuSAB started, but also the testimonial of many physicians, scientists, journalists who are successfully using chlorine dioxide as a therapeutic. And at the time, it was during COVID times, which was a very hard time for a lot of people, obviously. And chlorine dioxide did its work. No harm whatsoever, only healing. And we have Andreas Kalker here with us, like, as usual. It's so such a pleasure to be in the same forum with you, Andreas. Andreas Kalker is a German biophysicist that lives in Switzerland at the moment, but he lived so many years in Spain that I believe his Spanish is probably better than his German. and he, by learning this language, I just believe that everything is done for a reason. It's not by casualty. It's just actually things have to happen that way. And in Latin America, CommuSAB was formed. And if Andreas didn't speak well Spanish, I think it would have been a different ball game here. But fortunately, he does, and he was able to train not just hundreds of physicians and therapists, but also thousands of physicians that actually joined CommuSAB. And this is why it's so important. So CommuSAB is the World Health and Life Coalition, for those who don't know. And we're about to turn in on May 16. It will be the third year since the coalition was formed. So if you want to join us, please visit www.commusab.com. You can see it right here on the logo. And, well, it is obviously my pleasure for your audience to introduce Andreas Kalker. And Andreas can tell us what this wonderful molecule is for those who don't know yet what it is and what it does in your body.
Thank you very much, Tanya. It's a pleasure for me to be here and be again with you, Bob. It's great to see you all together. Well, we're walking the way, as some people say, and it's absolutely fantastic what is happening right now, because people are waking up. In the beginning, we were a few little conspiranoics, or whatever you want to call us. And now it turned out that we brought the truth out from the beginning. And now people are searching for solutions, because the book of Bye-Bye COVID is not only for the COVID, it is as well, it works fantastic on the problems that are caused by the MNR so-called vaccine or inoculation for the jab, or whatever you want to call it, that has result havoc on the people. We see cancer, we see turbo cancer, as we call it. We see myocarditis, we see all kinds of illnesses that basically the we see a breakdown of the immune system, and we never had so much heart failures in young people or sports people on the field that just felt and are dead. So before that, there is a possibility, because I can see now, right, lots and lots of people that are let's say complaining about what has happened. Well, that's right, but it doesn't heal anybody. So here is the solution. Bye-bye COVID is explaining it. It is putting the facts there. It's not just by me. It's more than 30 doctors all over the world that has been using that. It has caused no harm, exactly the opposite, because what it did, it saved lives, and it's proven, clinically proven. You have now clinical data. You have papers that are now more than 20 papers related to the subject on how to use chlorine dioxide in humans. And what is chlorine dioxide? Well, chlorine dioxide can be many things. Many knows it as MMS. We don't use that anymore. It has been outdated. I'm very thankful for Jim Humble that in the time he brought it. But we see now, for example, that the new way of using the same substance in the base in a different form as CDS, it's just a gas, there's no chloride in it. We have no side effects, and that's fantastic. And we even can use it, or the doctors, not we, but the doctors can use it for intravenous use and have saved many, many lives in this way. So it is not what you've been told, definitely not. It's a substance that basically increases oxygen in the blood, you know. And what is the importance of that? Well, we can be 1 month without food maximum, or 3 days without water, but how long can we be without oxygen? Mm. 3 minutes?
Yeah.
And that's a point here, you know. So you say, hey, what is really important? Come to the point, and oxygen is here, the most important. And it's basically oxygen deficiency on cellular basis is more than 90% of all illnesses. So if you can bring back this deficiency, and it's molecular process, it has nothing to do with standard pharmaceuticals, nothing. It's not a pharmacy product, it's a gas. This gas is very interesting, because it can transport oxygen without the red blood cells even. So, and this is fantastic. So you get it where you have even problems with circulation that is not happening with other oxidants like ozone, for example. So it's impressive what we have seen. It's impressive what I can see every day, because I'm just a little lab rat here. But the doctors and the physicians are going so much further in their treatments. I see things absolutely unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, and we are collecting all these things together. We now have a foundation in Mexico, a beautiful foundation. We had a sponsor that made a gift of a beautiful building of 1,500 square meters in the middle of Guadalajara, a beautiful glass office building where we are building now the laboratory for more research, because research has to be done. And I want to thank all the sponsors that have been part of it. Many people have been healed. They were thankful and said, how can I help you? And I said, well, okay, we can be a sponsor if you like, and can. And they have been. And this is really amazing for me, because I didn't expect it. So thank you, everybody, first of all. And thank you, Bob, as well, because I know you were one here, the first in your program in US. It's great to see more and more people waking up and seeing the truth.
Well, yeah, this is very exciting times. Truth be told, had everyone known about chlorine dioxide, the COVID thing could have never happened. And that's why we were desperately trying to get President Trump to embrace this. And of course, he didn't do it and actually went sort of the other way. But these are very trying times. And we thank you, both of y'all, and CommuSov. Chlorine dioxide and CDS is way bigger in the Spanish-speaking world than it is here in America. I don't know exactly why that is. I suspect the Spanish doctors are more concerned about helping people than being politically correct. And so that says a great deal about the culture that you have versus the money-worshipping culture that we're dealing with here in America. But Andreas, I understand that you're doing all kinds of wild and crazy things. I saw an interview the other day. You're traveling around the world. You want to tell a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, everything is getting bigger. We're now in 58 countries already represented with people. So it's getting more and more. It's fantastic because I think the world needs it. It's coming slowly but constantly. And we are not political at all. We are not activist in against something. So I always say I'm not against war. I'm for peace. This is our way. People have to decide themselves, learn, study what it is. And once you study what it is, you can see that, well, big tech like Google and the fact checkers actually that are speaking bad about the substance, they have no idea about the substance, first of all. And second, they are lying. So easy as that.
Right. Absolutely. So did.
And if I may add something important, I don't know if you remember, there was a video that when there was a big conference in Bolivia, Jim Humble sent the very important message. And that message was to train others in chlorine dioxide and make an army. And that's exactly what Andreas is doing along with CommuSav and the ALK Foundation. You can look it up as well. Like Andreas also mentioned, you can be a donor and you're helping science. A lot of people don't know how to help. And they say, you know, I can't, how can I be a volunteer? Maybe I don't have time. Maybe I don't have the knowledge. Maybe I'm still learning. You can be a donor and you can help us continue educating people. Now, when it comes to English, it's important that the message that Jim Humble gave to create an army and train the trainer, Andreas is doing it already through the Calquer Institute. And the Calquer Institute, it's a way for him to not go around the world in person because it will be impossible to visit so many countries. We have students in 60 different countries. The Calquer Institute, it's an online training. It's a webinar that is very, very well formed and in an educational way. There are several videos, 24 videos that you can learn virtually, but we also meet every month with Andreas Calquer in person so he can answer all the questions. Because he, like I said, right now he was finishing another interview, he jumps in another, and then he jumps to another. And people were asking, when are you coming to my country? When are you coming? People pay so much money to travel to those countries to bring the seminar for a whole day. So this webinar is designed to be a three-day training or seminar with him in person. So if you think about it, it's not just your knowledge, which no one is taking it away from you because they can take anything you want. I mean, with the mandates, they can take so many things away little by little, but no one can take that knowledge from you when you learn these things. And if you have questions, log in on the Zoom call, on the Zoom call with Andreas himself. So 60 different countries, you get a certificate at the end as an expert in oxidative therapies. So what it does, it tells people that you are so informed from Andreas' course, of course, but also you invested in yourself because people can look it up for free. Of course, the information is there for free, and that's what CommuSav is doing. CommuSav is giving trainings for free every week, but at the moment we only have them in Spanish, like you said. One reason is also the amount of volunteers that we're doing this with. We need more volunteers to help us and get more physicians to come and talk and show their faces in English. And if we have that, we can have also classes for free every week in English. We just need those people. So this is me it's a calling for all those physicians, all those experts who want to show their faces to the world and talk about chlorine dioxide therapy. Now, if you don't feel comfortable showing your face, then join the CalCare Institute, get your certificate, and become an expert. And then you can train others. That is the dynamics. It's just an investment. You have it online. You have 9 months to complete this training. You have meetings with Andreas to answer your questions. So that gives value to your therapy, gives you value to your knowledge. And that way people can, because the certificate has a QR code where you can go and see that they completed this seminar and you are certified as an expert in oxidative therapies. So I'm inviting everyone to really join. If that's the case, you can change your name and use a pseudonym. You don't have to open your camera. You can actually be doing during the calls with Andreas and ask your questions freely. And it's our own space. And I'm really inviting as a student myself in the English and Spanish training, and also the I help moderate these Zoom meetings with Andreas. We're never gonna stop doing this. That's something that it's important to say, obviously. So Andreas, tell us more about this something else that I haven't said, right?
Yeah, well, basically, the first principle we have is not making harm. And this is the most important for me. And obviously, if you see now what is happening, going on and say, whoa, we have a lot of harm to many, many people, and what can we do now? So, you can learn yourself. You don't need to make the big master seminar. You can make small ones for 30 or 40 bucks for the basic knowledge for yourself. But what we see is more and more people are coming because they want to have deep learning. We have all sorts of people. We have people, excellent doctors and physicians, but we have as well, preppers, people that want to prep and say, hey, we don't know what's going on here in the next. And this substance is, let's say, even more important than the axe and the knife. And so you can really make such a lot of things with it that is so important. You can not only use it for water disinfection, you can use it for healing, you can use it even for fire making if necessary. It's enormous. And these deep level learning is what we call, this is a master seminar, and it's why it's 9 months. It's very easy because people, when it's a physician or they have patients or it's the patient themselves, they want to have the follow-up for the treatment and they want to see how it's going on and if in the treatment there are some changes, what they mean and what they have to do or what they don't have to do. It's a knowledge. It's a deep knowledge, actually. And I'm very happy about it because we have excellent doctors. I remember just one case right now, a doctor from Costa Rica, and he was one excellent student, excellent, absolutely brilliant. And he's an ophthalmologist, and there was a neuropathy in the eye that makes you blind, you know. So he had a person that was blind, basically, and he used it with injection in the eye, behind the eye even. A quite strong dose, I have to admit, I would not dare to, but he did it. He know what he did. And the person, they can see again. You know, it's amazing, absolutely amazing. I have other doctors in surgeries that are using it for a bursitis that was so infected that nobody can. It came from two other hospitals that they rejected them, said, we can't do nothing. And they used it. We have it everything on camera. We have it on video. We show it to our students. We have another one who had osteomyelitis, and it means a bone marrow infection. And the doctor said, well, the only thing I can do is cut off your leg. But we will try that. So he injected it directly into the bone marrow, something I didn't even thought of, you know, because actually my job was biophysicist, not doctor. And so he did it, and look what, it healed completely. So the leg healed, nothing has to be cut off, absolutely amazing things. Obviously now with all these turbo cancers, a huge success too. Not always, I have to admit that, because there are cases that are really difficult, but in a very, very, very big amount of cases, so far more than 50%. So really you say, well, you have a chance to survive your cancer, you have a chance to survive other very serious illnesses. And especially now with the so-called inoculations, it's we can really get rid of it, you know, because you avoid any blood clotting with it. We have it on the video. I remember the video, the first one when I in your show a long time ago, and you were saying, wow, I can't believe it, what it does to the blood. Yes, it does. Really, it avoids totally blood clotting. And the other thing is that it regulates or eliminates the spike. This is basically the worst thing, because many people say, oh, the graphene oxide, yes, graphene oxide is bad, but it doesn't multiply, the spike does. And as well, the graphene oxide is oxidized by it. So because it has a very low pH of 1.2 and due to the Nernst equation, it reacts. So we have the antidote, just learn how to use it. That's up to everyone. I'm not pushing no one to nothing. It's a decision everybody has to make himself. And people that are waking up obviously are coming more and more. And what's the goal here? Well, the goal is that we can save lives altogether. It's not about me, I'm irrelevant. It is about what's going on with our world. It's upside down, sorry. If you see US and say, whoa, 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 it's really serious. Today I had a phone call from, important phone call, and the people that what's going on in Ohio and other places. And they asked me if it works against the toxicity. And I said, yes, definitely it works against the toxicity that is causing havoc as well. So it is another possibility, because it has been one of my patents I gave free to the world. So yes, it's against sepsis in this case. And we are really now in a position where we can see we have a knowledge and we can share this knowledge. And I would like the people to share this knowledge on a worldwide scale, because the world needs a change. The world needs a change for better. We don't need that lies anymore. We need now to come out with the truth. If you see now, for example, all these big media, like, what, I don't know, New York Times, with 70,000 copies, well, any small local paper makes more. So what? So what? They have big names and there's nothing behind it. They are losing power, and because people are waking up and seeing the truth behind the lies. And people that are looking up my name, for example, Wikipedia, they might find negative issues. I don't care at all who's Wikipedia. They can write whatever they want. I even myself cannot change anything. You have to sort it out for yourself, what is right for you, what is the best for you. And if that stuff works, because there are thousands and thousands and thousands of doctors using it with success and millions of people using it for themselves. So I think in these 16 years I've been with this substance, it is really a big, big, big success that will hopefully become bigger.
We're coming up on a break. We'll be right back after these messages and we'll finish that thought. Sorry about that. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Are you fed up with your doctor giving you drugs simply to mask your symptoms rather than treating the cause? As you age, I believe you should be brimming with energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. The Hotze Health and Wellness Center treats individuals from all over the country and world in an environment of extraordinary hospitality. We specialize in the treatment of allergies, yeast, replenishing natural hormones, vitamin and mineral supplementation, and a healthy eating lifestyle. all of which boost your immune system, increase your energy level, and your health span. If you'd like to obtain and maintain health and wellness naturally without pharmaceutical drugs, then contact one of our wellness consultants today at 281-698-8698 or visit HOTCHWC.com and request a free copy of my best-selling book, Hormones, Health, and Happiness.
You've got to be watching Brighty on TV. This is so important. We are the news.
Hello, everybody. This is Kathy Barnett from the great state of Pennsylvania. I love watching Brighty on, and you should too.
Hello, this is Dr. Judy Mikovits, and I just so appreciate Mike Adams and Brighty on TV and giving us a voice back, as he's provided us the opportunity to talk. And we're coming here from Anaheim, Pennsylvania, and the Clay Clark Reawaken America. So thank you, Brighteon TV, and Mike, appreciate it.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and
chemicals and other additives.
For $1 a month, you could get all you needed. If you just you can order it off Amazon, you can make it in your own kitchen. You can go to Andres's website, which we got to put those websites up, so, and you can take his class. But this stuff is so inexpensive, it almost hurts us, because like me, if I'm buying something, I look at it and there's one for $100, one for $200. A lot of times I'll go, I bet that $100 one's is inferior. I'll get the $200 one. It's probably dumb, but that's the way we think. And so you see something like this for $5 a month or something, whatever it is, and you're going, oh, that can't be. That's too good to be true. And generally it is, but it's not in this case. So check it out. You can go to Amazon, Etsy, just about anywhere. And like Andrea said, you know, it's good for everything. It purifies water. If there's a shutdown and you got to go forage in the woods and you pick up something and you go, this looks like edible, and you eat it and you realize you poisoned yourself, it kills poisons. I mean, that's what it's used for largely in Uganda. It's amazing, and it is inexpensive, and that's the point I wanted to make. Second point, when he was talking about a guy who was supposed to get his leg amputated, I found some pictures on my phone that I've had for years of a guy that had gangrene, and we're going to show them maybe later. Don't do it now, because I want to give you time to get your barf bag or get your kids out of the room or something. We'll give you plenty of notice. Let's go back to Andres and Tanya, and we'll talk about it. If we have time, we're going to show those pictures, because they're gross, gross, gross. It makes me want to throw up, and I've had them on my phone for years. But it shows you this guy's literally gangrene. It's called green because the bottom of his foot is green. I'm telling you, it's gross. Anyway, guys, let's talk about something more pleasant. If we get around to it, we'll show those pictures, because there's something else.
Of course. Bob, I would like to actually tell your audience, and since we have Andreas here, and he'll be the best one to tell us. We've been talking about chlorine dioxide, what it is, but I would like him to explain the mechanism of action and why it's so good in different pathologies. Andreas.
Okay, I will make it simple here, not so academic. Basically, ClO2 is chlorine dioxide, and funny as it seems, chlorine dioxide does not have one single molecule of chlorine. It hasn't. It has a chloride ion, you know, but it's not chlorine. But sodium chloride, that has chlorine atoms as well, or table salt. So we have to understand really what we're speaking about before we say, oh, this is that or that. And let's say the bleach paranoids have been thankfully in the back. Now they realize that they ridiculed themselves. Actually, chlorine dioxide is Cl. This is a chloride ion, Cl minus, and O2, ClO2. And what does it mean? Well, this substance, when it comes into the body and finds a bacteria, a virus, a fungus, or whatever, or something acid, you know, infection, what happens is it dissociates, it breaks apart. So the first to react is usually the chloride ion, and it's what's left over, oxygen. And this oxygen is left over, and obviously where? It's in the area of the problem. So the area of the problem gets fresh oxygen, can breathe again, the cells in this area, and the mitochondria can start again with their production, with the energy production, ATP. And the body heals himself. It's not the substance. So if we help the body to heal himself, providing enough oxygen and eliminating all the bacteria, fungus, or whatever there is. So yes, this is what's covering so many different illnesses, because basically, if we go to the basic bottom of everything, it's quite the same, actually, we have to admit, even if the diagnosis might be different, but the cause is there. There are not so many causes, and our nowadays medicine is not focused on the cause. Why? Well, it's more lucrative to have a constant patient. And when you say it's cheap, well, I have to remember here that a medicament like, I don't know, Remdesivir for $3,000, the cost is maybe 3 cents. It's not more. No? The rest of the money is for the pharmaceutical company that has to pay the TV, you know, brought by Pfizer, whatever. And they pay whatever, the TV, the politicians, they can pay anyone with this. You know, if something costs three cents or maybe a dollar and you sell it for 3,000, imagine how much people you can pay with it and push your agenda on everyone. So that's basically what has been done. They pushed the agenda on everybody. They forced people to get vexed, however. And now, well, now we have a problem. So how can you clean up your body? It's easy. It's just 3 to 6 months of taking CDS, that is 10 milliliter in the bottle. You drink your water bottle during the day, your liter in every hour, a little bit, and that's it. So easy. So it is easy to use. It is safe because the toxicity levels are far from any toxicity that is measurable. Any substance is toxic, by the way. So it is as toxic as coffee. Okay, that's what the real toxicity is for the layman. And what's the for the professionals? Well, it's 292 milligrams per kilo. It means I would have to take more than 20,000 milligrams. And what are we using? We're using 30 milligrams in our doses. So from 20,000 to 30 or 50 milligrams, it's not a big deal here. And actually, any substance is toxic, you know, especially medicine, whatever. The interesting thing, it does not leave any residue in your body. So it's not like, not working like standard pharmaceuticals at all. Actually, it's not a pharmaceutical. Actually, what it does is, for the pros here, it increases the charges. And these charge increases around 3 millivolt. You can calculate it, or we calculated it. And there's a lot of deep, deep knowledge we can handle over to professionals, to professors, to people that are in research. This is where I'm now interested in. If somebody is in research and interested, I hand over all the data we have, because it's too much for us. It's too much illnesses and too much stuff. I'm happy with everybody who's trying to help humanity here and not just complain about what is wrong.
Well, hey, that's super duper. I want to jump in here and shout out to the Telegram channel. There's David Oates' chlorine dioxide testimonies. There's like 30,000 people on that one. Of course, Marianne couldn't be with us today, but she has a Telegram channel, both in Spanish and in English. I don't know it. Maybe Tanya does. And then the guy who did the Universal Antidote, Jeff, he's got a great documentary. And by the way, speaking of documentaries, I saw a guy interviewing you the other day, Andreas, and y'all were talking about malaria, and you just said, yeah, it cures malaria in a couple of weeks. I hate to bring that up, but even the Red Cross proved that it cured malaria in 1 to 2 days. And we did, I went all the way to Uganda, and we showed that it cured the guys. Well, what it did, using a microscope, it killed the malaria parasite in 2 hours, because their way they do it is 15 drops right now and then 15 drops an hour later. But the one kid that we tested after 1 hour, the malaria parasite was dead in 1 hour. So this stuff is amazing, and it'll change the world if people would go to Andres's website. We haven't put that up yet, but go to a couple of websites we need to put up, and people need to get educated about this, learn about this. Just because it's cheap doesn't mean it's not good for you. Like he said, that remdesivir is like 3 cents, but they charge you God knows what. So learn about this, folks.
And
this
kills everybody. Sorry.
Besides
everybody,
that,
you know, all the people treated with that crap, died. So this is reported from all the doctors of the Komosaf. They were really, pissed off. No, really. Because they said all the people that have been taking that stuff died and nobody's responsible. Wait a moment, what's going on?
Tanya, you may not know this, but when I saw G. Edward Griffin last, 3 nights in a row after he was poisoned in Lafayette, Louisiana, 3 nights in a row, a nurse came into his, 3 different nurses at 3 in the morning came into his hospital room and said, oh, we're just giving you a shot. He said, what is it? It's remdesivir. It's on your chart. Anyway, 3 nights in a row, they tried to murder G. Edward Griffin. So they're murdering people, folks. Stay away from hospitals. I know there's doctors out there, but I'm saying don't go to the and listen, I found out now all your hospital records are being fed into a database by the evil government. So honest to goodness, man, if you can avoid it, don't go there. They do not have your best interests at heart. Trust me. Well, don't trust me.